This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Sunday that the United States is committed to providing Ukraine with the weapons it needs to defend itself against Russia as Ukraine seeks more military aid from the West. Sullivan said on ABC TV that President Joe Biden's administration will send more weapons to Ukraine to prevent Russia from seizing more territory and targeting civilians, attacks that Washington has labeled war crimes. The U.S. has sent $1.7 billion in military assistance to Ukraine since Russia launched its invasion on February 24th. This, according to the White House last week. Weapons shipments have included defensive anti-aircraft Stinger and anti-tank Javelin missiles, as well as ammunition and body armor. But U.S. and European leaders are being pressed by Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky to provide heavier arms and equipment to engage Russia in the eastern region of the country, where Russia is expected to intensify its military efforts in the coming days. Pro-Russian demonstrators on Sunday staged rallies in the German cities of Frankfurt and Hanover, where they were far outnumbered by supporters of Ukraine, this according to local police. Around 600 pro-Russian protesters in a motorcade of 400 cars flying Russian flags drove through Hanover in northern Germany, while around 3,500 Ukraine supporters gathered in the city's center, according to police. Fences were put up to separate the pro-Russian protesters from the rival demonstration. The atmosphere was reportedly heated at times, but both protests were broadly peaceful. In Frankfurt, around 800 pro-Russian protesters gathered for a march through the city after local authorities refused to allow